this tonight. Halokech beim levzivchei shlomi. Take an animal for zivchei shlomi, meaning you have an animal which is supposed to be my, well, you have meiser shani money, and you bring it to Shalim, so they have to buy food with it. So the truth is, it's preferable, and the Gemara might even say it's imperative that you buy shlomi with the meiser shani money. It's supposed to buy not regular meat, you know, not Burger Buddies, but although the truth is Burger Buddies might be okay, but they have to be Kachin Burger Buddies, right? They have to be made from Shlomi.
Not
Aurora, though. Back on tape. Okay, person takes an animal for Shlomi, which is okay, but and Chaya Lebosra Taiva. You're allowed to buy a Chaya. Chaya is, of course, a deer, or anything else which is not suitable to be a korban. In both these cases, the hide becomes chulin. In other words, the leftover hide from the animal, that becomes chulin, and anybody's allowed to use the hide in any way, shape, or form. Let's say you take a lousy, skimpy animal for the shlomim, but it has a nice, big hide. That's okay. You're allowed to do that, even though that's obviously a ruse, a legal loophole. That's okay. Similarly, if you buy barrels of wine which are closed, is a place where they sell closed barrels of wine. You have to kan kan chulin. After you finish the barrel of wine, the wine inside the barrel, then the barrel itself becomes chulin, becomes regular everyday usage. Hagotim vashkenim, if you buy nuts of various different types or almonds, you have to klipen chulin. Then the shells become chulin, right? We just had this. Temet is where you pour water over the grape seeds. So before, if the, you poured water over the grape seeds, the dregs, and it did not ferment, you can't buy with meiser money. Once it has fermented, can be bought with meiser money, because then it's considered to be a fruit. We were going to discuss who holds of that opinion. What if you did something improper, meaning you bought a deer with the intent of making it a shlomi, which of course is impossible, or you bought an animal, a regular animal, a sheep or a cow, but with the intent of eating it? Basataiva literally means meat of desire. It means not as a carpent, rather as just, you know, a steak outside the base of Mikdash. Lo yatzar l'chulin, we fine you. We say, since you did something improper, so therefore we say, yeah, the hide of the animal does not become chulin. Rather, whatever value the hide has, you must consume a like amount of food in as if it's meiser sheni. Similarly, kade yain psuchos osusumos. If you have open barrels of wine or even closed barrel wines, in a place where they sell open barrels, meaning that the barrel is not included in the purchase price, you can buy the wine without the barrel. So the value of the container does not become chulin, and you have to eat food corresponding to the value of that container with the kedusha of meiser sheni. Sali te'enim, baskets of figs, misali anovim, baskets of grapes. Ima kale, if you bought them with a vessel, the vessel is not integral for the component of the sale. Loya tudmea kale l'chulin. So in these cases also, the price of the vessel does not become chulin. You have to eat something comparable value to the price of the value of the vessel as if it is meiser sheni. Okay? So far so good? Let's go weiter. Ben Bagbag Goymer. Bagbag says, I don't have him very often, do we? What? We have an Aminiach, so he is? I've been Bagbag Goymer. Nasata Kesev Cholosher Tava Napshicha. You can pay money in Yushalayim with Meiser Sheni money for all your soul desires. For this we learn, Lokechu Adam Para Mibnei Oira. A person could buy a cow because he wants to have the hide, right? Again, even if there's much more hide than there is flesh, that's okay. You can buy a sheep even if it has lousy meat because it has ample shearings. And you can buy wine even if there's not very much if it has ample containers in a wet place where containers are integral to the sale. Rabbi Zira said, this you could say when the seller is a common person. But if the seller is a craftsman, now if I'm not mistaken, craftsman means here he's a craftsman of barrels. So the barrel has significance in and of itself, right? So in that case, he's really charging extra for the barrel. So in that case, that it's as if he's selling each thing independently. He's selling the wine by itself and the barrel by itself, and therefore that's no good. Meaning in that case, since you paid separately, so to speak, for the barrel, whatever the value the barrel has, you have to now take and eat as Meister Shani. Okay, just a SAT check here. What is the craftsman makes a barrel called?
I
think it's a Cooper.
Cooper's correct.
Okay? Yes. All right. People got to get educated. Says Gemara. I'm Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, Masnisa Amar Kain. Our Mishnah tells us this. Kade Yain Susumos. Barrels of wine which are closed. Mokum Shadar Kalimkar Stumos. In a place where the derech is to sell closed. Yata Kan Kan Chulin. There the vessel goes out to Chulin. So we see that we always look at the derech, how the normal sale occurs. So if the guy is a craftsman of barrels, he's a cooper, so obviously in that case the barrel is distinct and therefore you pay extra for the barrel. That's not proper. Alright, but Ramona said, we know from this week to arrive, you know, you go nowadays to the store, so sometimes, I haven't seen it in a long time, but it used to be that there are times and there are special deals when you get a commodity in a special ornamental container, right? So normally the container is normally 99% of the time, all modern food comes in containers. I mean, then you could actually buy food without containers, but now all food comes in containers. But now if you buy a carton of fruit juice, right, so, or the carton is not distinct from the price of the commodity, right? So that would be the case on Mishnah where you can then use the carton for chulin, right? After you finish with the juice in it or whatever you're eating. However, in a case where there's a special ornamental carton or a special nice type of glass jar. What?
Like you potatoes, you have these big tins with bowls all over.
Big tins with what?
They have Chicago Bulls all over.
Oh, they have Chicago Bulls, so they're collector's items. Right, so in that case, if you bought those potato chips with the Chicago Bulls container for my Sosheni money, first of all, it's probably Mukta Machmas Mius. But besides that, you have a problem in that afterwards, whatever value the container has, you actually have to correspond a like value in some other food commodity, yeah, my
Donuts, coffee mug.
Oh, that's a coffee.
Yeah, if you buy a mug together, right, with the coffee, same idea, right.
So can you're using the mug over and over again for refills, but the price included the mug?
No, that's no good. Because you can buy, right, you're not allowed to buy that mug with the coffee with Meister Shani money. And were you to have done so whatever additional value the mug was worth over the coffee, right, even though a paper cup also cost them something. But that's considered the part and parcel of the trade. But the mug is so significant that this thing costs, so therefore you have to eat Meister Shani, take additional food, correspond, right, yeah, okay? So we have the idea? So says Mar Mana said, when we offer this to the rabbi, Kamada Tamar Tamar, just like you say over there, Imayar Mochara Oman, if the craftsman was, if the seller was a craftsman, is if you bought sold each one, you sold each one independently, the Kava saw similarly, Imayar Lokeh Oman, if the buyer was a craftsman, then as if each one was bought independently as well, and he has to take the value of the bow or whatever else he's acquiring and use that for to buy Meister Sheni, to some combined the services Meister Sheni. Okay, Choser Shel Tamarim, if you have, these are various different packagings used for dates. Choser Shel Tamarim is like a diaper, some sort of wrapper. Patuyo Shel Tamarim, a similar idea. Yotzu Chulin, they're integral to the sale, and therefore they go out to Chulin. However, Kupo Shel Tamarim, which is yet a different type of container, is tiny. We have a bright, so it says Yotzu, they do become Chulin. These tani, there are brises would say loyatsu, they don't become chulin. Rav Chisra said mandar yatsu, the brises which says that they go out lechulin, that's talking about when drusos. It's talking about when the dates are oppressed and therefore they need the container to hold them together. Umandar loyatsu, when it says that they don't go out lechulin, that's talking about ksheena drusos, when they are not pressed together, so then the container is not necessary and therefore the container is only attack on, and that's why if the fruit goes by the value of the container as miser shading. Okay, so it says more further. Hatem, getting back to our Mishnah, hatemet, this temet meaning the water poured over the grape dregs. Actually, before it's fermented, ain't no nikach because of miser. It can't be bought as with miser money. A person could make some mikvah unfit. Nishich mitz, once it becomes fermented, nikach because of miser, and a person some mikvah could be bought with miser money, it doesn't render the mikvah unfit.
You're talking about where the mikvah is less than 40
so. Mikvah is less than 40 so, right. Was never yet kosher. Masnisar Rabbi Yudai, Armish Targi Yudai, the same time we learned at the end of miser, so a few days ago, Ta'atamon, over there, Hametami Vnasa Maimimida, if you were making Temet and you put water in based on a certain measure, Bato Kademi Daso, and you found the same Mida came up which went down, right? There was no additional volume due to the grapes. So it's Potter from Trumus of Maestros because it's still the same you put in. Ravina says, no, it became something else now, but it took on the nature of the grapes, and therefore you have to take miser off on this temid water as well. Rav said, Zimni normal of Hashem, Rabbi Loza, Sunday said, Nay, Rav Loza, Zimni normal of Hashem, Rabbi Yossi, Baruch Hanino. Sunday made the same say, Nay, Rabbi Yossi, Hanino, Vahusha Ichmitz. That's only if it became fermented. Right? If it became fermented, we say that the fermentation gives it the status as if it is now a bona fide wine. Rabbi Yisrael Reza said, so the Chorovir also, our mission which says you can buy with Meister Sheni money Temet, only when the Rabbi Yehuda, when it fermented. Because like Rabbanan actually has to have additional volume in order to be considered bona fide Temet. So no, Rabbi Yisrael said, Divya Koli, this is going to everybody. You should know Shekena, Afilu made Melech Nikochim because of Meister. Even by salt water with Meister Sheni money. It's a food stuff. It doesn't have to be a fruit, but in order to be chayim and trubus ma'aser shani, it has to be a fruit. In order to be bought with ma'aser shani, it doesn't have to be a fruit, right? It can be salt water. So he said a couple of days ago, he takes salt water for erev tchumen, right? Because it's a food stuff. So therefore, we say over here, this came going to Rabban can also tamid is a food stuff, even if it's not actually fermented. Okay.
Into the mandamar about tamid being potter. What
would he say about a nazir?
Would he be able to drink that tamid water? Because it's not.
He probably would be the. I'm sure he'd be the raisa. The rabbana, I don't know. The rabbana would probably be also. But the raisa would be mutter. That's what he would say. Yeah, that's partial. I assume that's partial. I don't remember. I'm sure it says in Sech the Nusser, but I don't remember offhand any differently than that. I'm Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Loza, sorry. Rabbi Elazar says, lo kona meiser. Now, he holds that if you buy, you know what, if you buy meat for meiser, with meiser sheni money, and it's not not intended for shlomi, it's not a valid transaction. Period. Doesn't become, it does, the acquisition is not a valid acquisition. Again, he was meiser sheni money shlomi to buy regular meat from a butcher store, not to be a korban, doesn't work. You know, I say from a butcher store, I want to retract that. You take a cow, not shechted meat, that might be something else. You buy a cow, not in order to make it shlomim, it doesn't work, okay? Rabbi Yosef said, Kamesa, originally, have in mind, we used to say, Halukeh beim lebosar taiva, that somebody buys an animal with miser sheni money for for the purpose of eating it outside the Beis HaMikdash, just as using it literally as the meat of desire. Al Karcho, regardless of what his intent was, Nitfas Hashem Lishlomi. It becomes a Shlomi on its own. In other words, you thought you were buying a regular animal. What does it become when you bought it with Miser Sheni money automatically? Shlomi, right? Tough on you. Joke's on you, right?
So
if you
eat outside the
Beis
HaMikdash,
you have
carrots, I mean, that would be
Shechitas Chutz,
wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, we compel you to bring the Beis HaMikdash. Right. Therefore, we would notify you, ha-ha, joke's on you, now it's a shlomi. You're right, and if you eat outside, it'd be chayav. The law of Inamin Klum, we didn't say anything, we didn't extrapolate, didn't know. Word aware of min hadadam Rabbi Elazar lo kona meiser. That which Rabbi Elazar said that doesn't acquire altogether. Was originally thought it becomes shlomim automatically, not that the transaction doesn't go through. Now they learned that which Rabbi Elazar said that the transaction doesn't go through altogether.
I thought there's like a basic principle
called Yeah. Where did you get that idea?
I don't know.
That's Pesach.
No, but he's saying you can have a
star
of six.
Only Korban Pesach. Only Korban Pesach. A Pesach eino nechal el miyav eino nechal el tzli veino nechal chatzos eizem mekomon. Only Pesach. Yep. Sorry. Okay. So says what?
What are you thinking about people? You guys are hung up on people. It must be the sound of the word.
It's the end. It was the end. The last few,
the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, okay.
We said it is. Loving and Armin Klum, Mina Dodam, Rabbi Elazar lo kona meiser. We didn't know from this. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Yochanan says, Behemoth Meiser Sheni B'Yushalayim. Another issue. So basically, right now we have a machlokas, essentially. It's not clear exactly whether anybody concedes the point to each other here. When you acquire a regular animal without the intent to make a korban with miser sheni money, does the transaction just fall through? Or does it automatically become shlomim? For our Mishnah, it doesn't seem either way. For our Mishnah, it sounds like the transaction goes through. Because our Mishnah said that there is a concept of buying an animal, a buzzer type, a new shlomim. So really, there's yet a third possibility. Okay? And let's talk about this now a little bit further. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, "Vemus Meiser Sheni, an animal Meiser Sheni, Birushalayim, ki Rabbi Meir Petura Min HaBchora." According to Meir, it's exempt from the Bochor. Why is that? Because Rabbi Meir says, although it's not brought down here, the word Rabbi Meir holds that Meiser Sheni money is Mamon Gavoah. You can't be Mekadosh Nisha with it. It's not yours. Okay? So if you bought an animal with Meiser Sheni money, so now it has a quasi-holiness, and therefore its son, it's exempt from Bechor. If it's a female, the son is exempt from Bechor. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Meiser Sheni is Momon Hedyot. It belongs to the individual himself. So therefore, if you bought an animal with it, that animal is a regular animal. It's not has no kedusha of any sort to it. And chavis b'chor, you have to give its firstborn as a b'chor to a kohen. Rabbi Yirmiyahu called boy kumi. What do you mean?
The status of the b'chor. In other words, how does it fit in to this whole notion? Is it, it's in my person, to a certain extent, it's his property.
Yeah.
Part of it's offered on under his bail, so to a certain extent.
Yeah. Right. It's both.
If the husband's
died, it's a hybrid, sure. We're going to get into that in greater detail now. Rabbi Yehuda boy Yekulin Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yehuda asked for Rabbi Zira. Yolda Bechor.
Where's the special folks from Mary?
They get provided for from the Chasim
It is in Pesachim, I remember that. Because it talks about their matzah of Meister Sheni. So Machlokas are Meir and Rabbi Yehuda for Yotze. Because it has to be belong to you, and Rabbi Meir holds you not, because it's Mamon Gavoah, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you are. It's around Daflam and something. And it's Sukkah also by Esrog. Esrog of Meister Sheni. The same Machlokas are Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is brought down, which is in the third parak of Lulav HaRava. Where exactly, I can't pinpoint for you offhand, but it's brought down in those couple of places. Okay? Rabbi Yirmi Abayi Kul Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yirmi asked for Rabbi Zira. Yol de Bechor. It's interesting, so as the Shas doesn't seem to bring down where it is here. I don't think he brings down either. Rabbi Yirmi Abayi Kul Rabbi Zira. Yol de Bechor. This animal, which you took with you bought with Meister Sheni money, now gave birth. It's a female. Gave birth to a bechor. Imura Moshi Karvel Gabi Mizbeach. That's an amazing question. The imurim of this animal, this bechor, assuming that it is a valid bechor, right? Like Rabbi Yehuda, it's a valid bechor. This is really going like our Mishnah. I didn't clarify this. Really going like our Mishnah that with Meister Sheni money you can buy regular meat, right? We have three opinions that whatever you buy automatically that the deal is null and void, and our mission says you can buy regular meat. So now you bought regular meat with your Meister Sheni money. Now this animal is a bechor. Can you sacrifice it as a bechor? Now you might ask, of course you have to sacrifice it as a bechor. What else are you going to do with it? A bechor is a bechor is a bechor.
His own daughter.
So Rabbi Yirmi's question is a fascinating one. V'lo chal ma'aser sheni al imurav v'lo nimtza mavricho min achila. Hey, ma'aser sheni, when you buy an animal with ma'aser sheni, what must you do the entire animal? Eat it. If that animal son is made a bechor, then part of that animal will not be consumed. Because where is part of that animal going? To the Mizbeach. Kohen, he can go to. That's his Lord. He can eat it as Meister Sheni too. But part of it is going to the Mizbeach. So that's a problem. You can fulfill the requirement of Meister Sheni with that part which is going to the Mizbeach. It's an amazing concept. It was the fact that it's going Lashem, so to speak, is an impediment on you eat contradiction to the necessity of you eating it. Is that clear? Do you understand the question which he's asking?
In other words, it's the water from the wife and the other husband.
Yeah, question according to Rabbi Yehuda.
His wife.
Why?
Because we're saying according to
Rabbi Yehuda.
No, maybe this impedes the chiyuv of bechor.
She gets from
the
animal gives birth.
Yeah.
His own daughter gets from
the Nechorin.
The animal you
can.
The question is,
by his daughter,
has a
separate
stage than the
Mashdar.
But it's born from a Meister Sheni mother. Why?
This is daughter.
It makes no difference because
her daughter does get
it. It assumes its own status, and therefore.
How do you know?
Just from logic. It just,
why?
She's about to
No.
She
gets from the Kedusha, Meister Sheni.
Wait a minute. The son of a korban is a korban, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Automatically?
Automatically.
It's not considered a
tzes. So son of Meister Shane should be Meister Shane?
It says when you give up the Yisomim, they get four and a quarter. The daughter. Just you give up the daughter of Mizonas. Mizonas comes from
and they call it. I got to be quiet. I don't want to.
Okay, the Gemara is going to give a great answer. I don't know if it's an answer, but the Gemara is going to give a great, great retort. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Well, first let's go through the question again. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abayi Kom Rabbi Zeira Liol the Bechor, if he gives birth to Bechor, he more Maushikar Mizbeah, can you give the Imurim on the Mizbeah? Maushikar Mizbeah, yeah, the Imurim. Parashkolu Hashem, can they put it on the Mizbeah? Veloha Meister Sheni Ali Mulov. Is the Meister Sheni also relevant to the part supposed to go on the Mizbeah? Velonim Tam Avricho Minachila. And you're now depriving individuals of eating and fulfilling Meister Sheni. Amar Leis Rabbi Zeira gave a fascinating retort. He said, V'chia lokech, this obvious typo, the Gro changes it. V'chia lokech, basar l'shbeima l'shlomim. Should be l'shlomim, not l'basar taiva. Lo cha Meister Sheni al mi yirum moreh, v'lo nimtza avricha min achila. Hey, if you do what you're supposed to do with Meister Sheni, you ask Rabbi Zeira to Rabbi Yirmiyah, what are you going to buy? Shlomim. What happens if you buy shlomim? Part of it goes to Mizbeach too. So why doesn't that bother you? When you do what you're supposed to do with Meister Sheni, this part which goes to Mizbeach and is denied, is Mufrach, is kept away from being eaten. So why does that not bother you, Rabbi Yirmiyah? So he says, I'll tell you why it doesn't bother me. On my late, he says, Bilkichasa Pokemi Menu Kedushas Meister. It's amazing. Yeah, that's great. Says, when you buy shlomim, this is an amazing concept. Okay, I know. You think they're making up as they're going along.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mitch has been giving to you.
He says, there's a difference if you buy an animal as basar taiva, as eating meat with Meister Sheni, or if you buy shlomim with Meister Sheni. If you buy regular meat with Meister Sheni, then it retains the status of Meister Sheni. It's anything you buy with Meister Sheni, it retains the status of money, retains the status of Meister Sheni, and it must be completely consumed, eaten. But if you buy shlomi with Meister Sheni, because the Torah says to you, take Meister Sheni Yushlaim and buy shlomim with it, the moment it becomes shlomi, what happens to the Meister Sheni money? Poof! It disappears. It falls off. And that's why you can sacrifice the murim of shlomim, which are bought directly with Meister Sheni money. But Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, what about the bechor of a mother, which is bought with Meister Sheni money, which was not intended to be shlomim, right? That there you should have a problem with the son's imurim, in that he came from Meister Sheni, yet they're not going to be eaten. This is a brilliant distinction.
I like it. That's why she gets from
the
I think the same thing could be said about a birth.
Okay. You could. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Okay. Says said, Vanan lo minan ke. We wouldn't say any of this. Rather, like he said, what we said in the top, what did the Torah allow you to buy with the money? Only shlomim. So he's referring to the Gemara, previous Gemara, which held that you try to buy any animal with Meister Sheni money other than shlomim, it doesn't work. The transaction is null and void. Okay? Going further. Manafka mi b'neon. What's the difference between the two opinions of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda? There's obvious differences, but we're going to go into another difference. That's really what it means. Okay, Meister Mahova, it's different between Meister Sheni, Mamun Gavoh, Mamun Etiyon. Who belongs to Hashem. But they were going to other difference. Yolda, now here there are a couple of different ways of learning this. The Rosh Sirileo takes out the word Bechor. Just takes out the next word, Bechor. Yolda Vikdisha Shlomim. The animal you bought gives birth, and you are makdish the child of shlomi. Okay, so man da mar loytira tar likach because of meiser. Oh, you know what? We're not going to remain Rabbi Yehuda here. I think that's the way. See, there are two different ways of learning it, two or more, I should say. So I got confused here between the Ritvaz and Reb Chaim Kanievsky's interpretations. I don't like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Who takes out the word Bechor, as I said. So he says, the Rashi, as the Rashi Raleo says. So he says, this is the let's do it again for the Manach Meir. What's the difference between the opinions of whether you can buy a regular animal with the Maitre Sheni money or not? Yolda Bechor Viktisha Shlomi. Yolda Viktisha Shlomi. You bought a regular animal and it gave birth. And you made the child a shlomim. Okay? Madamar lotira tar likach bekesef meiser, the opinion which holds that there's no such thing as acquiring an animal with kesef meiser unless it's going to be shlomim, el shlomim bilvad, right? There's no such thing other than acquiring shlomim. Kreva. You can sacrifice this. You can sacrifice the child. Because in this case, I say, oh, I forgot. Oh, it's spent so much time trying to figure this out to say, no, I forgot. One second. Wait a second. Maybe I should look like Reb Chaim because I forgot what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says after all. One second. You know, let's eat inside the Reb Chaim. It'll just make it clear and it'll save time. Let's start from Rabbi Yossi, which is if you look in the Gilyan Hashas between Yerushalayim on the side, on the right hand side, right opposite the first line in the small print. Okay, Alzeh Rabbi Yossi. Alzeh Rabbi Yossi. Vana Lo Avina Min Kain. He said we didn't used to say this. Eloi Tira Torah. Torah not permit the kach because the meister to acquire with meister sheni money. Elo Shlomim Bilvad. Only Shlomim. V'nimtza the gzeres hakosuv who the makri v'mur of shel meister sheni gam isbech bedusha Shlomim. And of course, since you can only buy Shlomim with meister sheni money, so of course you can sacrifice the murim. That is the definition of what you do with meister sheni money. By shlomim, umatzik vazil, and now the Gemara continues on to, and Mepharish explains, makom v'nosim b'zeh. What do you mean to say? The kohen my loy tira terli kach b'kesem meiser shlomim vad. The Torah said you can only acquire shlomim. Mepharish vazil, and he goes on to explain the nafik mi behon. The difference is like this: yol the bechor, if you gave birth to a bechor, or v'kdish shlomim makdish shlomim. Perush, meaning, shalokach lebasar taiv, you bought an animal for your own personal consumption, with maaser sheni money, v'yol de bechor, and this animal you bought for personal consumption, gave birth to a bechor, or the animal itself that you bought, hikdisha batzel shlomim, you made it shlomim. After you bought it with maaser sheni money, intending to fresh. Then he decided to make it shlomim afterwards. He became an altruist all of a sudden. Okay? I'll leave it to the Yochel Akdish me Meiser Lishlomim Moman Head Yotu. According to Rabbi Yudu, says that you can be Makdish from Meiser Sheni to Shlomim because it's money of a head. You know, it's your money. You can do with it as you please, right? And you can take even that which you already bought and make it Hektish. Lemanda Maida also Lavriyachi Muramina Chila. According to the opinion which holds that you're not allowed to deprive yourself of eating the murim. So rak belokeach behema l'shlomim l'chatchila b'lokichasa. It's only when you acquire the animal to shlomim already when you bought it to begin with, pakum yimene kedushas meiser, does the kedusha meiser fall off. Al-Kain, and therefore Hocha, Kshekona Lebasar Taiva, when you bought it for your own desires, V'ikdisha Ba'atzmo Shlomi, you consecrate yourself then afterwards to Shlomi, Achakar Subsli, ain't no craving, you're not allowed to sacrifice it. Why? Because what are you depriving yourself of consumption now? The Imurim. So according to the opinion now, according to you bought it for Basa Taiva. Then afterwards, you either consecrated it personally or made it a Bechor. Or gave birth to a Bechor. So in that case, we say it can't be sacrificed. Why can't it be sacrificed? Because at the moment you bought it, it had not become a Shlomim. Since it didn't become a Shlomim then, so the entire animal was under the category of consumption. To make it now Shlomim, or for its son to become a Bechor, is going to deprive you of the consumption of the Murim. And according to this opinion, the only time you're allowed to dispense with personal consumption of the Murim is when, at the point where you bought the animal, you bought it as Shlomi. Because that's a special consideration of cost. If you can buy Shlomi at that time, but to later on make it Shlomi, that's no good. Is this clear? Yeah, Mr. Zucker, you understand what's fine? Okay, in other words, in order to be able to say, I'll give part of it to Hashem as parts of the Mizbeach, it's got to be at the point the purchase made a Shlomim. Later on, you can't make a Shlomim, because if at the point the purchase was determined that all of it must be consumed, so later on make it a Korban, or later on that it should give birth to a Bechor, that's still good. Because then that part which is originally designed for consumption, now you're trying to deprive yourself of consuming and make it carbon. Ah, no good. Doesn't go.
That's only the Man Leon that says that you can buy it as a plane, as a buster tiger.
Right. We're all going that mandarmer now. Right. That was where I got me confused before. Right. We're going to the opinion now that you can buy this buster tiger. Okay? That sale does go through. Okay? So says the Gemara, now this says the Ritbaz further. Umandamar in the first wide line of Ritbaz. Umandamar loitia totally copies and my shlom bilvad. The people chose that you're not allowed to buy except for Shlomim, right? That's the other opinion, right? The Losfir Leit Dibilki Chasa Paka Kedushas Meiser. He holds that if you buy, whenever you buy an animal, it doesn't automatically take off the Kedusha of Meiser. El the King Zeres Hakosavu. Rather, the Zeres Hakosavu is that you have to get Shlomim. Fizafil B'Shakana LeBaser Tavik Kedusha Shlomim. Even if originally you bought it as Basa Taiva, and only afterwards you made it Shlomim, Shapi or Makavil and Moral is bad. Of course, now you finally did it the right way. In other words, where you have the right to make it Basa Taiva, so later on you can't make it Shlomim. According to the opinion which holds you can buy Basa Taiva with my Zushani money, later on you can't make it Shlomim, because you ain't designated the entire thing for consumption, and now you can't change it. But according to the second opinion which holds, you're not allowed to buy Basa Taiva Miser Shani money. So if you did buy Buzzer Time Miser Shani money, that transaction is, so to speak, in limbo. And when you do make it Shlomi later on, we say, hey, Yashir Koya, finally you got around to what you're supposed to be doing. So of course then the Imuramar Karev Lagam in Mizbeah. Okay?
Is it
a possible
about
Miser
Shani
money being money? According to that Mandomer. According to Manu, it must be Shlomi.
What does it do with the
Kazarus? What does your mind do with it? I know, because we didn't learn what the Kazarus cross of is.
Yeah,
I don't know yet. Yeah, it doesn't say, I don't know yet. So, I looked at the pasuk, but I didn't look it up. Let's see it inside again. Man afik mi b'neon. What's the difference between the opinions? Yol de b'chor.
She's better.
Just find the place again. 3, 6, 9. 12 lines on the bottom. Manav Gimnaim, what's if it's Yolda Bechor, Bikdisha Shlomim, if you bought an animal as Basar Taifa, and then it gave birth to Bechor, or you decide to make that animal Shlomim itself. Manamai Loitia Tarlikach Bikesa Meiser, Ela Shlomim Bilvad, according to the opinion which holds, I don't know, the Ritbaz reverse the sheet, that's from the way they appear in the Gemara. The opinion which holds, or make because he changed the gersa. The opinion which holds that the Torah was only matzah to take bekes and meiser shlomim, so kreva. He says, yashkoyach, it's about time you got around to it, right? You can sacrifice it. This is where the Ritbaz changes. The second opinion says, this Mandamra holds that you're allowed to buy Basar Taiva with it, right? Which is not really the same opinion as Blichos Apokal Menokluchas Meiser. Because he's changing the gear saw on this line. Where he's saying the Mandamra says, you're allowed to buy Basar Taiva with it, ain't a craver. So he says, once you bought Basar Taiva, later on you can't cause it to revert to Shlomim or revert to Bukhar, because by that time its status is already fixed. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Kolilein Milaya Onan Morin. All these words we are saying, Umelsnisa Messiah Rabbi Zira. And we don't realize that the Bryce is a riot to Rabbi Zira. What's a Bryce a riot to Rabbi Zira? That the Kedusha of Meister Sheni falls off automatically whenever you buy the animal for a korban. Where do we see that? Actually, it's a Mishnah in Menachos. Mishnah says, Lo Yavi Michitin Meister Sheni. You can't bring a korban toida from the wheat of Meister Sheni. How many loaves come with a korban toida? Mr. Zuger. How many loaves of bread come with a korban toida?
Where did he get it from?
No, but it has a
4
in it.
Oh, 40.
40, right. 40. How many go to the Kohen from those 40? No. No.
How did he come to that? What possessed him to make such a... Doesn't make sense.
Four. How many types of bread are there? In the 40. Four types. Three matzah and one chametz. The Kohen gets one of each type. Okay? Goes with not knowing the word Cooper. Okay. So you can bring the bread of the korban toida in the Beis Hamikdash from wheat of Meister Sheni, but from money of Meister Sheni. Ma bin chitin, ma bin mos. What's the difference between the chitin and the mos? Between whether you bring wheat or you bring the money. El bikichas apakim menekdushas meiser. When you buy the wheat. The wheat itself is Meister Sheni wheat, and therefore you can't bring the wheat itself as a korban toida. Doesn't work. Mora's going to ask why, but in any event, the wheat itself can't be ordered as a korban toida because it's Meister Sheni wheat. But the money of Meister Sheni says where it can be brought, it can be used to purchase the korban toida. Why? Because the moment you purchase the grain, the kedusha of Meister Sheni falls off. This is a very interesting thing which we're learning here. We're learning that Rabbi Z. We didn't make it clear in the study before, but there is an understood secondary issue which follows the entire discussion before, which is. What happens when you buy an animal with it? When you buy Basar Taiva with it? When you buy Basar Taiva, is the whatever you buy get the status of Meister Sheni? Or do I say, no, Meister Sheni is gone. It left. Now, whatever I buy is a new thing. I was Mekai in the midst of buying with Meister Sheni. And now whatever I get has a different status. So it sounds here that talk is the case. Because it says here you can use money of Meister Sheni to buy the grain for these carbonas of carbon toida. Arm Rabbi Chinna Akumi Rabbi Mona, so Rabbi Chinna has a prayer in Mona. V'yavi minachitin truma l'koyin v'ashar l'baylim. Why not bring from the grain itself? What's the problem? Bring from the grain of Meister Sheni itself. The truma of the koyin, that's his 4 loaves. The shar l'baylim, the other 36 loaves. B'vnei ma'ino mevi. Why can't you bring it? What's the problem? So Amalei gives a very interesting answer. He says, Agatz, mecha, imagine to yourself. Shanishbach Adam. What happens if the blood of the korban is spilled? Because Toda, obviously, the 40 loaves come together with the korban. What's the korban?
This woman had to make a special stipulation.
Sheep, right. So what happens if the sheep's blood, sheep is shechted, and the blood becomes a
beagle.
So in that case, what happens to the loaves? What? They're no good, right? You can't eat the loaves. So therefore, you can't use Maaser Sheni wheat in order to Maaser Sheni wheat as the loaves, because then you are running the risk that they're not going to be edible. And you're not allowed to deprive Maaser Sheni of its edibility. So it's interesting. The money we don't care about. Because the money, once it's used to buy the grain, this is Rabbi Zira's Sfara, that's it. You are fulfilling the necessity of what you're supposed to do with the Maaser Sheni. That you're right there already. But if you're using the Maaser Sheni grain itself, which is not purchased, but rather has been Maaser Sheni from the get-go, so now to use that is a danger, because then it might become possible, and the Maaser Sheni itself, we can or allowed to become possible, must become eaten. Okay? Says one further. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Gozal on the cave of Balas Mum. They made a decree on the cave, which is a Balas Mum. Now, what do we mean by that? The cave of Balas Mum is you have an animal which you bought as Maaser Sheni with Maaser Sheni funds, and this animal you bought with Maaser Sheni funds was in a cave of Balas Mum. It's a can't be a carbon. I'll see it as a mum. It's in a cave. They asked you, you can't buy it. Why not? Because it might give birth. And it gives birth, right? So the question is what the status is. So it's not clear exactly it's not clear exactly what the problem is, that it's going to have a kid. I think the problem is Bukhar. One second. So this is what he means. He means like this. Goes on the cave of Balas Mum, Nevlada. There were goes on the cave of Balas Mum because it's kid. Not to buy the cave of Balas Mum, because in the cave of Balas Mum is going to have a kid, and the kid should be sacrificed, right? But people are not going to sacrifice the kid because the mother was a Balas Mum. In other words, if you bought an animal in a cave which was not a Balas Mum, and then it had a child, so it's a shlamim, its child is a shlamim, the mizbeach gets two shlamim, right? This way, if you buy in the cave of Balas Mum, you can eat as basar taiva, but besides that, there's another problem, which is that the kid is not going to be a shlamim. So the Mizbeach is going to lose out. So we say, don't buy in a keva Balas Mum, buy in a keva who is a sholim, and if a tamim. And if it's a tamim, it and its vlad will become korbanos. Okay? It's a funny lashon, but that's what he means to say. Besides that, then they made a gzera l'gzera. Because a zocher b'amum, they said, don't even take a zocher z'amum, b'vnei nekeva b'alas mum, because you might come to take a nekeva z'balas mum. And then you deprive them of his bech. V'am yirushem Rabbi Yochanan, they send them Rabbi Yochanan afilu tzmim o'gzera. They made a gzera not even to buy a whole animal, unless you buy it as a korban. Meaning, although basar taiva is theoretically mutter, we don't allow you to buy basar taiva. You can't even buy a whole animal as basar taiva. You have to buy specifically an animal to be a shlomi with maaser sheni. Barishoina yomrim, and that's what they said. This is a parallel concept. But showing, they originally say, "Lokim beim lebaser taiva." You can buy with Maaser Sheni money. You can buy taka Maaser taiva. It's okay. It's not a problem. What happened? Jews are Jews. They would not buy any korbanos because they want to have good steaks, right? So therefore, because Ulamer, they said, you know what? Not only cannot buy basar taiva, can't even buy deer, afilu oifis, even chickens. You always have to buy meat for shlamim with your maaser sheni money yushalayim. Okay? According to Tani, like that which you learned in a brisa, echot shvis ve'echot maaser sheni. Both shmita and maaser sheni. You have money which has kedusha shvi'is. Use it to buy. You sold shmita fruit and you got money, so the fruit has shmita kedusha. The money has kedusha shmita, has the kedusha of the seventh year. Or money which is ma'aser sheni. B'chayin also on the keva baal's mum. Originally, you're allowed to use that money to buy a female baal's mum, v'al shar beim of chayev of, and any other type of animal, or which is a beima or a chaya, or a of a bird bein chayim and shchutim, whether they're dead or alive. Divrei Rabbi Meir. They only allowed you to buy shchutim. Now this is a very interesting thing. Until now we haven't differentiated between dead or alive. Now the Gemara is saying, you know what? Live animals, you only let you buy shlamim. But dead animals, you can buy. Go to a butcher store and buy any cut you want. Because buying from a butcher store, it seems from the Gemara, is akin to going and buying mushrooms, eggplants, right? You don't have to buy korban material. We said if you've got to buy an animal, buy a korban animal. But if you buy a steak pre-slaughtered, so that's okay. Is that clear what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's... So people are always
going to
want to do that.
No, it's because in the old days it didn't happen that way, because this may come as a shock to you, but they didn't have refrigeration back then. So mostly they would buy live animals, livestock.
They didn't have those animals hanging from on the shoulder.
They didn't have Arabs in Yerushalayim back then. So in any event... Yeah. So therefore, it's probably was not prevalent to buy cut meat. Okay, so that's why you had this permissibility to buy shecht and stuff. Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Gozer said, he said a different reason why you're not allowed to buy live animals, which are not going to be karbonis. You know why? Shlo yiros on adorim adorim, because instead of eating them, what are you going to do then? You're going to start growing flocks and herds of animals of Meister Shani. Says Mar, come Rabbi Yirmiyah, Im Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yirmiyah met up with Rabbi Zira. Amalei said, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Zira, Ad kedum Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak Kayim. Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak is still alive. Vatun Kayim Bei Martuvtuvin. And you're dangling on him, Martuvtuvin, I think, are rags. In other words, you're saying distortions in his name. Yeah. In other words, normally, if people attribute to dead people, you know, Sir Moshe, Sir Chasanish, Sir Shlomo Zalman, all sorts of weird things, right? In order to get it accepted. But to take a live person and attribute to him a weird thing, that's utterly brazen and preposterous, right? So Rav Shmuel Yitzchak is alive, and you're saying weird things in his name, right? Well, in other words, you said in his name that the reason why you shouldn't take by Basar Taiva is because you're going to grow flocks and herds from it. There can't be. A few to me, Gzeira. They say, Rabbi Yochanan, even a live animal without blemish, there's a Gzeira not to take. Why is that? Because we don't want you to take anything away from the Mizbeach. So it's not a question of you're going to grow flocks and herds, but rather a question of we want you to give it to the Mizbeach, right? The reason we already gave several times over, that we want you to bring the Maaser Sheni in the proper form, which is as a korban. So what are you making up new svaras for? Adorim, adorim, they're going to grow flocks. This is unheard of. Dilma loy samarta lashvias. Maybe without what you heard of Shor Yitzchak saying, is that the proud reason why we don't let you buy animals other than korbanos is because you're going to grow flocks and herds is by Shemitah animals. Because by Shemitah, there's no imperative to bring in a shlomim, right? So what is the only reason not to buy live animals with it? Lest you take come to buy it to grow flocks and herds, all of which will have kedusha shvius on them. So maybe that's where you heard that the reason is that you shouldn't come to buy to grow flocks and herds. Ashkach tani ala shvius. So you take find a brisa which said that on Shemitah, the reason why we don't let you buy live animals is because you might come to grow herds of them. But by Ma'aser Sheni, Taka, the reason is we only want you to buy korbanos, not to buy any buser type of any sort whatsoever. Okay? Halacha Gimel. Halokeach Mayim Umelach. Ubei mayim umelach uperos amuchuborim. You take water, by water or salt, or peros amuchuborim lekarka, fruit which is still connected to the ground, or peros she'enam yichon lagiel Yerushalayim, or fruit outside Yerushalayim, which will rot before it reaches Yerushalayim, lo kana meiser, it's not a valid kinyan. Because these, there are reasons for all these things, that you can't buy meiser sheni with them. That's an amazing Rambam on this. I saw the Torah Zeroyim was Rabari Pomeranchik, a student of the Brisk Rav. He died very young, died at the age of 34, brilliant man, who wrote two svarim, which are very well known in the yeshiva world, Torah Zeroyim and Emek Bracha. So the Torah Zeroyim says that the Rambam, he brings down that the Rambam says that although you're not supposed to buy this stuff, these type of commodities, Meiser Sheni, if you did it, so your Meiser Sheni was Yotzei L'Chul, Paka Kedushas Meiser. So it's a kasha, it's almost explicit contradiction for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Lo Kana Meiser. So we wanted to say there are two dinim. There are two dinim in buying with Meiser. One din is to get rid of the Meiser Sheni status of the money. The other din is to fulfill the mitzvah of eating Meiser Sheni. So what does it mean Lo Kana Meiser? You took the kedusha off the money. The money for no, but that's what the Rambam says. Lo kana meiser means you didn't acquire them as meiser. They don't get the status of meiser sheni, but your money loses its kedusha. So the Rambam actually holds there two separate steps according to this. One is to get the kedusha off the money, which is what Rabbi Zero said in the previous Gemara, right? Which we proved from the case where you buy toida grain with the meiser sheni money, that when you make the transaction, the kedusha falls off the meiser sheni money. That happens when you buy the salt and the water or whatever else you might buy. But what you don't get is the mitzvah of eating Meiser Sheni with a commodity which is in lieu of the original Meiser Sheni which you had redeemed. That you do not get. Okay? So Lo Kana Meiser, it doesn't acquire Meiser, but the money, the kedusha of the money falls off. That's how the Rambam interprets it. Okay? Halokech Peros Shogeg. What if you did this unintentionally? Yachsu Domim, this last thing, you bought pears which can't reach Yerushalayim, right? So you did it unintentionally, Yachsu Domim, so the sale is null and void. You start over again, right? Mazid, oh wait, what pears are talking about here? No, this is regular fruit. It's regular fruit. I'm sorry. Halakei Perishogi, unintentionally, you brought fruit outside Yerushalayim. You didn't take the money up to Yerushalayim. You bought fruit. So Shogeg, if you didn't realize that it was that what you were doing, you're allowed to cancel transaction, take the money back, and take the money up to Yerushalayim. If you didn't maze it, so then we go make you go through the tirchav Yalu v'yoychu b'makom of taking that fruit up to Yerushalayim. In other words, if you intentionally took it up, that's it. You have to take the fruit up to Yerushalayim. Am I making myself clear? I'm probably not making myself clear. You wanted to take... obviously, the Torah gave... It was a special clue the Torah gave you. Instead of taking fruit to Yerushalayim, take money up to Yerushalayim. Okay? Now, what happens if you bought... Instead of taking the money, you taka bought fruit outside of Yerushalayim with the money. You bought fruit. So now the Gemara says
you didn't know this
kula which the Torah gave you, right? So now the Gemara says if you didn't know it was shogeg, you didn't know taka. So we do you a favor, let you cancel transaction, take back your money, take it to your shlime and buy the fruit there. If you knew though, and for some reason, because some cockamamie evil reason, you nonetheless bought this fruit outside Yerushalayim with the money, so we sock it to you, and you got to actually carry the fruit up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And if there is no base in Mikdash Yerkova, they got to rot. Okay? Similarly, Alokech Beimah Shoigeh. Somebody buys an animal outside Yerushalayim unintentionally, right? In no. They should wait till you show line to buy the animal. So the money goes back. Okay, you can cancel the sale. Mazed, if you did it intentionally, Tala, you have to take the animal itself up to Yerushalayim, Tocha B'malkom in Yerushalayim, V'yamikdash, and if you don't have a base on Mikdash, Tikov here, you have to wait till it dies, because you can't shecht it outside your Yerushalayim. You have to bury it ayidei oira together with its hide. Actually, I think you probably can kill it. It's just that you can't shecht it. It's not korban, so you can kill it, but you can't eat it. Ain, because there's no Yerushalayim in which to eat it. Ain lochim, and you cannot buy avodim, slaves, the karkos, real estate, veimetzmeah, and impure animals made mei meizer sheni. If you did, and you can't get your money back, you'll connect them wherever the value was. You have to eat corresponding fruit in Yerushalayim as meizer sheni. Ain mevi kinei zavim vekinei zavas. You can only bring shlomim for meizer sheni money. You cannot bring the birds which a zav brings, or the birds which a zava brings, because those the birds which a woman gives birth brings. Meid mei meizer sheni. If you use meizer sheni money for that purpose, you have to find, take that value and eat fruit to Yerushalayim as meizer sheni as a result. Zeklau, this is the general principle. Koshu chutzla kilo shesia usicha. All you can do with meizer sheni, you can only buy stuff to eat, to drink, or to anoint his oils. If it's not one of those three things, meid mei meizer sheni, use meizer sheni for that purpose, you have to take that value and eat fruit to Yerushalayim corresponding to that value. Tamatina. Now here the gra changes the girsa. First, before the Tamani says, Tani, it says in our Mishnah, Behemoth Mea, Betroyu Bemezid Yachsu Doim, it's not in our Mishnah, it says elsewhere, Behemoth Mea, Betroyu Bemezid Yachsu Doim, the Koimon. If you bought a Behemoth Mea with the money, then the money goes back, right? Cancel the deal, take the money back, go to Yerushalayim with the money. Yet here, Taman Tanina, but here, by us, although it says Taman, what it really means is by us. Taman Tzninan, it says over there in our Mishnah, Ein lochin avoni karkos behemot mei shviyis, v'im yochal, im yochach yoichol k'negdon. Doesn't say that the deal is canceled. It says take the value which you spent on behemot mei and use that corresponding value in order to buy meizer sheni type food in Yerushalayim. Here you say differently, so it's a contradiction. In the one place it says elsewhere, and whatever price we just quoted, which the Gra brings down, that the deal is canceled. Everything reverts back to square one. Here we say that the deal's not canceled, the deal went through, yet you take the value and go into Yerushalayim. How do you reconcile the two? So Rabbi Yonah said, Yispalgun Rabbi Chia bar Yosef v'Shmuel. So Machlokes Rabbi Chia bar Yosef and Shmuel. Chadamar once said, how do we reconcile the two? Kan derech mechira, kan derech chilul. It depends if you did it as a redemption or you did it as a acquisition. So the Gra says, if you look in the Ridbaz, he says, Peirush b'shnos eliozal, that's the Gra, derech mekach, if you bought a behemoth mea with the meiser sheni money, yocha k'negdon, then you eat. So then the purchase was a valid purchase. So therefore, what you just do is you take that value, eat a corresponding value shalim. But there are chilul. However, if you're redeeming the meiser sheni money, you didn't buy it from somebody, a behemoth mea, but you, so to speak, redeem the meiser sheni money on a pig or a donkey in your possession, yachzu dom l'koimam, that doesn't work. Those as a redemption, the whole thing is null and void. Only as a sale has it validity, and then you take something in lieu of that and eat in the usual line. That's how the Gra interprets it. The Chorno Amar, and the other one says, we're on the right plot. Kancha mocher kayim, but kancha olach ma'lo mocher. Depends. Pasha ba'abatish. If the seller's still around, go back and get your money. If the seller's not around, so yocha k'negdon. So you have to substitute all the funds. Floydana manamardo, manamardo. I don't know who said which answer. Min mado, amar Rabbi Yis, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel. For that, Rabbi Yis, the name is Shmuel. Nikna mekach, that it's a valid sale. Hareyu domar kan derech mechir, kan derech chilul. He's the one that distinguishes between where it's a sale and where it's redemption. That sales stand, redemptions fall.